What happens when things don't turn out like you expect? 81 days ago, I had this experience, and if you're like me, you're tempted to complain and to question. I did a lot of questioning. I didn't do a lot of complaining because I've learned over the years, there is no need to complain, at least for me in my case, because when I complain, nobody listens to me. And so I've learned to kind of keep my complaining to myself. Many of you prayed for me during this time. You might remember or recall that I was having health issues. I had a test at Mayo and in July, and it came back saying that my kidney function was deteriorating. I thought at the time that the numbers that the doctors showed me were sure signs of rejection. Having had this experience before in 2008 of rejecting the kidney, I was on heightened alert. I was worried. I was afraid. I had to schedule a biopsy at Mayo in August. Once I went through the biopsy of the transplanted kidney, I got the good news and shared it with you that there were no signs of rejection whatsoever. The remedy for my cure was to adjust my medication and increase my hydration. And so I went out and bought one of these, and I drink about three or four of these a day to keep my kidney hydrated. Perhaps you never experienced dehydration. Do you know the signs of dehydration? Where you find yourself not remembering how many times you've gone to the bathroom to do number one. And then when you finally do number one, you notice that it's darker than usual. Sometimes you have dryness of mouth, or sometimes you have halitosis, or where I come from, you have bad breath and your breath stank. Or perhaps you get tired or you get confused. These are sure signs of dehydration. When I was going through my struggles back in the summer, it was as if my body began to complain, not by verbally saying something, but by acting out with symptoms. It was trying to get my attention. My kidney numbers had increased, and that meant that my kidney function was decreasing. And so I did begin to question, God, after all we've been through together after the second transplant, why did you bring me this far only to have my second transplanted kidney to fail? God, I got too much ahead of me. You promised that you will do these things for me. You promised that you would lead me, that you would care for me. And yet, it feels as if I am in a desert with no water, no thirst, no relief, and no support from God. Ever felt that? Well, if you have, then I would suggest that you're in good company. Because in our biblical text for today, it was 75 days where Israel found itself. They had just experienced the parting of the Red Sea. And a chapter earlier, Exodus 16, God had provided manna and quail to satisfy their hunger from complaining. And it's just a couple of weeks later, and guess what? They're at it again, just like you and I. Sometimes we get short-sighted, and when we thirst, we complain. When we hunger, we complain. The Israelites have just left the wilderness of sin, and they made camp at a place called Rephidim. It is interesting to me that the name actually of Rephidim actually means a place of refreshment, a place of support, a place to prop oneself up. Now, why is that name significant as I read the text, as we think about what this text means for us today? Simply this, it was God who was leading them by a cloud in the daytime and a pillar of fire at night. And wherever the cloud went, the congregation, the people, the children of Israel followed. And when the cloud stopped, they stopped. And so God is stopping the people in a place called Rephidim. And I don't know about you, but I guess if I were one of those Israelites, I would have a fundamental assumption going on in the back of my mind. And the hotter it got, I would begin to complain too. You would think, so the story goes from the Israelites, that if Moses was leading them in a wilderness, that the leader would know where the water holes were, where the springs were, where the places that they could refresh themselves, not only for themselves and their families, but their livestock as well, because it was not just a handful of people following the cloud. It was the entire community. And so they complain at the place where God stopped them to give them support, to give them refreshment. Seems to me that they were dehydrated, both physically and spiritually. What happens when we're spiritually dehydrated? In our biblical text, the people began to complain against Moses, and they began to turn on Moses. In fact, the thirst was so significant that they were going to stone Moses, or at least that's what Moses thought. And so Moses goes in and cries out to God, "What do you want me to do with these people?" And God gives Moses the remedy. God tells Moses to go in front of the people. Take elders with you. Perhaps he's taking them for protection, because after all, he's afraid these people are going to stone him. Or perhaps he's taken these elders as witnesses, because they were elected from the different tribes, and they would be the one to go back and give an eyewitness report of what was about to happen. And God told Moses to strike the rock at Rephidim, the rock at Mount Sinai. And that rock would gush open to quench their thirst and to stop them from complaining. You know, this story is so ancient and so old, and yet there's relevance to us today. You see, I don't know about you, but this past Sunday was the first time that I actually got out of my house on Sunday to attend a drive-in church. Before then, it had been almost over 6 to almost 7 months since I physically went to church. I've enjoyed watching our church's worship online during the virtual platform. I've been able to do at least 3 or 4, sometimes 5 a Sunday if they're pre-recorded. But I have to tell you, nothing beats being in person. And so this wilderness experience of this pandemic is causing me, as well as all of us, to question, when is this going to be over? When will things go back to normal? When will we be able to get back into the church and have our normal routines? When can we worship in person in the church building? When, God? When? How, God? Where? God, are you with us? You know, it seems to me that in this time period, we're all being tested. Like the wilderness experience, a pandemic like the coronavirus or COVID-19 basically either accelerates or exposes the issues and the struggles that we were having pre-pandemic. And so if we had some discomfort before, Now we experience disruption. If we had some uncertainty before, now we experience downright confusion. If we've had issues where we didn't know, but we went along with it, and now the things that we went along with are no longer at our disposal. And so we're uncertain, we're tired, we complain. God, we're thirsty. Did you bring us in this pandemic? Did you bring us this far not to be able to give us water? And it seems to me that all of our questioning, all of our complaining in our difficult place is right in line with the Israelites. And Moses complains to God about the complaining, but God seems to be used to it by now. And the good news for me is, even in my personal situation where things don't turn out like I expect, and I complain and I question God, God is still there. God listens to my complaint, knowing that I'm spiritually dehydrated, that I'm parched, that I'm dried up, that I don't know what to do. And so I lean on my own understanding. I lean on my own self-sufficiency. I lean on taking care of the old De La Soul rap song, me, myself, and I. And I strike out against anyone that will listen. And I want to look for a magic stick that will remedy my suggestion, remedy my illness. Perhaps there is a magic pill that I could take, perhaps a couple of prescriptions to help things get better. Long as I can go back to what I'm used to, I will be okay. And yet, like the Israelites, God leads me to Rephidim. Where is God leading you in this pandemic? Where do you find places of refreshment and support, where you need propping up, where you need a time out to begin to reorient yourself, to begin to drink from the well, or like me, you drink from your bubba, where you refresh your thirst, you refocus? God leads us by a cloud and day and a pillar of fire by night. Maybe it's hard for us to see, but there's still clouds out there. And maybe those clouds for you now are dark clouds. We've experienced some storms. We continue to pray for folks who have suffered from Hurricane Sally, and now we're in the Greek alphabet of hurricanes. And it seems like 2020 is one of those years where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And yet, God still is with us at Rephidim. Will we trust God or our own self-interest? How might we be God's people? How might we bring comfort to those who are suffering loss? How might we reorient ourselves to hear the complaints? Because the complaints are simply that things are not working out, and we need remedy. My friends, those of us in our pews, those of us that are in our chairs, those of us that are in our pajamas, those of us that are watching and listening, we have the answer. And it's not a magic stick, but it's through God, our trust and our faith. May we find refreshment. May we be refreshment and support for those who are struggling. Perhaps there's a friend or a family member that you haven't talked to. I encourage you to reach out to them. Call them. FaceTime them. Yeah, I know it's difficult because we don't like watching flat screens, but Zoom them. And if all else fails, write them a card, a handwritten card. Yeah, I know there's difficulty when we're in the shopping cart, in the shopping center, or we're in the grocery store, and people don't practice social distancing, particularly for me, because I'm one of those people who are immunocompromised, and I have to be honest, there are times where I'm tested. There are times where I'm having internal conversation. In fact, my halo drops a little lower than my horns, and if I'm not careful, my horns will protrude out. Or maybe you're nothing like that, but perhaps your spiritual dehydration shows up on the social media platform where you're tempted to do what I call throwing a rock and then hiding your hand. You know, just making a blind comment and not considering that there's another person on the other end of the screen. Oh, my friends. We need spiritual refreshment because we are dehydrated. And as God continues to be with the children of Israel, God will continue to be with us. And my prayer is that during this week, that God will continue to walk in front of you to lead you. May God be behind you to keep you from straying. May Almighty God hover above you to protect you. And during the times of this week when you're challenged and you find yourself complaining, my prayer is that God will drop underneath you to support you because the weight is too heavy for you. And finally, it is my prayer that God will walk beside you because of the promise never, ever to leave you. We are in a wilderness experience. We're in times of uncertainty and unknown. But God is with us. My prayer is that we will trust God for our nourishment to quench our thirst. Those who have ears, let them hear.